让我们在主里常喜乐。
Oh, let us rejoice in the Lord evermore.
因主爱我们是爱到底。
For His love is love everlasting.
我们要在天家与主在一起。
When we dwell with Him in the heavenly places,
不再有忧愁与叹息。
There will be no more sighing and sorrow.
主来的日子近了。
The day of His coming is near.
让我们在主里面常喜乐。
Therefore, let us rejoice in the Lord evermore.
今天早间和弟兄姐妹一起分享劝慰建造预备主来。
This morning, we'd like to share with you the theme, encourage one another and build each other up for the coming of the Lord.
请我们一起读帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十节和第十一节。
Let us read together 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11.
他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活，所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
主耶稣救赎的死叫我们生命的意义和目的都不一样了。
And the death through his redemption has changed the meaning of our lives.
他这边讲到说他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
Here he says, he died for us so that whether we're awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
保罗在罗马书里面让我们知道。
In the book of Romans, Paul also said,
今天我们活是为主而活。
That we now live for the Lord.
若死了是为主而死。
But if we die, we also die for the Lord.
或活或死，我们总是主的人。
Whether live or die, we belong to the Lord.
现在我们没有一个人为自己来活。
Therefore, no one lives for him or herself anymore.
我们都为那替我们死而复活的主活。
We all live for the Lord who died and raised from the dead for us.
帖前五章第二节这边告诉我们，明明的知道一件事情。
And in the second verse of this chapter, it tells us something very clearly.
他说主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
And when Jesus comes, it's like thief in the night.
有一个弟兄，他说他很不喜欢用贼好像来说到主。
And some brother says, you know, he didn't like the Bible used the thief to refer to our Lord.
但是在这里是一个对比的说法。
Yeah, this is a contrast expression.
我们知道贼来的时候，他是非常隐秘的。
Because thief comes in secret.
他不是敲锣打鼓告诉你他什么时候要来。
He doesn't make loud voices and telling us that he is coming.
所以主说他来的时候好像贼一样。
Therefore, the Lord says, when I come, I'm like a thief.
在我们都还不知道的时候。
Because people will not be aware of his coming.
对于不警醒的人，好像没有预备。
And if we are not alertful and we are not prepared.
所以讲到说两个在田里取去一个撇下一个。
That's why there's another comparison in the Bible says one is taken away and one's left behind.
两个人两个女人在那里推磨取去一个撇下一个。
And two women may be working and but one will be taken and one be left behind.
两个在床上取去一个撇下一个。
And two people on the bed, one will be raptured, one will be left behind.
那我们上一周和弟兄姐妹分享到帖前第四章的时候，
And last week, when we shared with you the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians,
我们讲到有一天, 号筒要吹响,
and we said one day the trumpet will sound.
号筒要响, 死人要复活,
and at that time, the dead will rise again.
然后那些活着还在地上的, 要改变, 要和他们一同被提,
and those who are still alive, and they will be changed and be taken up in the air.
在空中, 在云里, 与主相会,
will meet with the Lord in the cloud in the air.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And that is the hope of glory for us.
那里讲到号筒吹响,
and at the sound of the last trumpet,
是的, 在第七号吹响的时候,
at the sound of the seventh trumpet sound,
是在号筒末次吹响的时候,
and that is the last trumpet sound.
哦, 我们知道教会要被提,
and the entire church will be raptured.
但是你说贼来会不会有吹号的声音呢?
But how about a thief? When the thief comes, will he blow a trumpet?
贼来的时候他不会先通知你的。
He will never notify us in advance.
所以在这里我们就看见这边让我们知道被提它有两个不同的时候。
And therefore you see there are two timings for being raptured.
那在第一个主像贼一样。
First time, the Lord comes like a thief.
第一个让我们知道说他来是非常隐秘的。
He comes secretively.
那第二个呢, 我们知道贼他不会把你的一些很不要的东西啊,破铜烂铁, 他把它偷去。
And also thief doesn't come to steal things that's not valuable.
他偷最好的。
He will steal what's most valuable.
所以让我们知道他来像贼一样。
So the Lord wants us to know, when he comes, he's like a thief.
他先把那些成熟的。
He will take first those who are mature.
那些预备好的。
Those who are ready.
那些男孩子他提到他宝座的男人。
The boy in the book of Revelation will be taken up to the throne of God.
但是因为我们不知道主什么时候会来。
And because we don't know the timing of his return.
那日子那时辰是没有人知道的。
Because no one knows about the day nor the hour.
所以我们更需要在这样的日子预备。
Therefore, we need to be better prepared for that moment.
他讲到说, 你们就该彼此劝慰互相建立。
Therefore, here says, you have to encourage one another and build each other up.
弟兄姐妹, 我们要彼此劝慰。
Therefore, we need to encourage one another.
我们彼此提醒。
So remind one another.
主来的日子近了,
the day of his return is near.
我们要预备好,
we have to be ready for.
我们要彼此建造,
and we need to build up one another.
让神的心意能够成就在我们身上,
so that his will, his purpose can be fulfilled in our lives.
今天主在那里, 他一直等候,
and the Lord is constantly waiting.
他不是单言, 他乃是宽容。
He's not delaying himself, but he's giving us another chance.
是, 还有好多人还没有得救。
Because there are a lot of people are not saved yet.
主要我们去把福音传扬出去。
Therefore, he has sent us to share the gospel.
要我们真的是得着许多的人, 是万民来做他的门徒。
So that we can make nations his disciples.
另外教会要长大。
On the other hand, his church, believers, have to grow up.
教会要被建造起来。
The church needs to be built up.
我们需要彼此建造。
And we need to build up one another.
早间我们交通, 彼此劝慰, 彼此建造。
And this morning, I want to share with you to encourage one another and build each other up.
所以我们在这一章里面, 我们看见要追求良善。
And also, toward the end of the chapter, it says, pursue what is good.
所以他有三方面的劝勉。
So there are three kinds of urges or advices here.
他讲到说要行神的旨意。
And talk about we need to carry out God's will.
叫我们一同来认识三个神的美意。
And so that we can come to know threefold of God's good wills.
第三个要凡事查验。
And thirdly, he wants us to test everything.
我们要认识三方面是不要要境界的。
And so that we can tell what not to do is specifically in three areas.
最后他讲到全然成圣。
And the end of the chapter says you will become completely blameless.
让我们认识有三个方面蒙到保守。
In three areas we are kept blameless.
首先我们在第一个点呢, 我们一起来看追求良善有三个劝勉。
So first of all, we want to see pursuing goodness and with three urges.
请我们一起来读第五章的第十四节和第十五节。
Let us read chapter 5 verses 14 and 15 together.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。 你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are unruly, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else.
他在这边讲到有三个劝勉。
And here there are three kinds of urges.
警戒那些不守规矩的人。
First, warn those who are unruly.
要勉励灰心的人。
And then encourage the timid.
要扶助软弱的人。
Help the weak.
在热力学有一个第二定律。
And in thermal mechanics, there is this law.
他讲到整个宇宙会越来变得越紊乱。
It talks about how the universe will gradually become more chaotic.
那能量呢，向着低的方向，然后乱度呢，向着大的方向，这是宇宙的一个发展。
And this is a natural trend or development in the universe. The energy, the direction will be going toward the lower energy or chaotic direction.
人好像是不太喜欢受到约束。
And it's just like how we don't like to be bound up.
那我们最近看到在西雅图在市的中心呢，有一群人占了一块 一个区域。
And we saw recently what happened in Seattle. A group of people occupy a little area.
他们称作是自治区。
They call that area autonomy zone.
或者叫做没有警察区。
Or cop free zone.
表面上好像的确警察如果是暴力执法，这是不应该的。
Yes, it's wrong for police to carry out their duties violently.
但是底下呢，我们也看见，其实有很多人他们是不守约束的。
Yeah, on the other hand, we see a lot of people they don't follow the discipline properly.
所以他们不愿意有什么样的规矩来约束他们。
Therefore, they become unruly. They don't like to be bound by any rules or laws.
但是我们的神是有秩序、有规矩的神。
Yeah, our God is God of order.
所以在圣经里面，我们在灵前十四章四十一节这边告诉我们。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 41 says,
凡事都要规规矩矩地按着次序行。
Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
我们的神他是有次序的。
Because our God is God of orders.
其实在我们里面的生命。
And the inner life we have,
活在神的那个次序的当中。
We live in the order of God.
我们都经历过，这是一个最自由的。
And we all have experienced that in that orderly fashion, we are most free.
我们才有一个喜乐，才有一个平安。
We can have true joy and peace.
我们没有活在神的那个律的里面。
Whenever we don't live in the law of God,
我们其实里面是混乱的。
Our condition will be very chaotic.
里面是充满了恐惧的。
And a lot of times we're full of fears.
在这边他说要警戒那些不守规矩的人。
And here says to warn those who are unruly.
今天我们看见这个世界上有多少不守规矩的。
And you look around, there are so many unruly people in this world.
今天可能在神的家里面也有不守规矩的。
And even in the house of God, there are people who do not follow the rules.
我们天然生命里面也有很大的一部分是不守规矩的。
And most of our natural life, it doesn't like to follow rules.
在这边讲到要劝勉。
But here it says, urge them, warn them.
要警戒那些不守规矩的人。
Warn those who are unruly.
那第二个讲到要勉励灰心的人。
And here's the second urge is to encourage those who are timid.
每一个人灰心的原因不一样。
Everybody become offended because for different reasons.
但是常常都有相同的结果。
But we have very common results.
那这些结果呢，叫人软弱，叫人退后。
And cause to retreat or fall back.
有的时候叫你放弃了一切。
And even give up.
甚至在很多最不好的情形，连他的性命他就愿意。不要了。
And sometimes to the extent that we will take our own lives away.
他说要勉励灰心的人。
But he says, encourage the timid.
在希伯来书告诉我们说，我们若退后，我们的主他是不喜欢的。
And in Hebrews, it says, if we shrink back, God is not pleased with us.
今天我们有一个荣耀的标杆。
We have this glorious go in front of us.
弟兄姐妹，我们和我们的同伴一起向着标杆要直跑。
And we're running toward the goal with our companions.
有些时候，有人因着环境，他灰心了。
Sometimes we lose heart, become despair because of our experience.
遇到的难处叫他灰心了。
Or we encounter some difficulties.
有的时候，他看见一些人的表现，叫他灰心了。
Or we become disappointed because some people's behavior.
但是我们要彼此勉励。
Yeah, we still need to encourage each other.
我们彼此勉励，我们不是为着自己在这里活。
Knowing that we don't live for ourselves.
我们是为着主来活。
But for our Lord.
而且不是我们自己活，是基督在我们里面活。
Most important that it's not we who live, but Christ in us that live.
叫我们一起手牵着手，向着标杆来直跑。
So we shall grab each other's hand and running toward that glorious goal.
他第三个讲到扶助软弱的人。
And 30 talk about help the weak.
是的，那些灰心的很可能也是软弱的。
Yes, those who are timid are also weak.
有一些犯罪了，失败了，他是软弱的。
Some have sinned and fell, they are weak.
有些没有得着力量来走路的，我们说他是软弱的。
And some is lack of the strength to move forward, he is weak.
圣经不是说我们去论断，去批评。
Bible did not ask us to judge or condemn them.
他说要扶助这些软弱的。
But support and help them.
有人跌倒了。
Some have fallen.
我们不是高高在上在那里指点。
And we do not condemn them or point finger from a higher position.
扶助需要站在比他更低的地位。
In order to support someone, you have to stand at a lower position.
我们才能够把弟兄姐妹能够抬起来。
So that you can lift them up.
从一个软弱的光景
to help them to move from a weak condition,
能够从主得着力量
to receive strength from the Lord,
他们能够再一次的站起来
and they will be able to stand up again,
能够恢复他们的侍奉
to restore and recover their service before God,
恢复他们与主的关系
and recover their relationship with God.
弟兄姐妹，这三个劝勉都非常的重要。
And these three urges are very, very important.
警戒不守规矩的人。
To warn those who are unruly.
要勉励灰心的人。
Encourage the timid.
要扶助软弱的人。
And support the weak.
那第二个讲到行神的旨意。
And the second part of the chapter talk about carrying out God's will, good wills.
看见有三个美意。
There are three good wills.
请我们一起来读帖前第五章十六到第十八节。
Let us read together chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in everything.
当我们读到这几个神的美意。
And when we read of God's good wills like this.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Here it says, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
但是在天然人来讲。
For a natural man.
有的时候我们好像觉得这个如果是一个要求，我永远做不到。
And we feel this is, if this is a command or request from God, I don't think I can make it.
但是这是神的旨意。
But here it says, it's God's will for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们就需要一起来认识。
Then we need to take a closer look.
因为就天然人来讲，好像摩西他在第九十篇里面所写的。
Because as far as from the point of view of a natural person, like what Moses wrote in Psalms 90.
他说我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下。
All our days pass away under your wrath.
我们虚度的年岁好像一声叹息。
We finish our years with a moan.
我们一生的年日是七十岁。
And the length of our days is 70 years.
若是强壮可活到八十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但是其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.
转眼成空。
For they quickly pass.
我们便如飞而去。
And we fly away.
一生所惊夸的
So what we can boast about in our lives
不过是劳苦愁烦
It's nothing but trouble and sorrow
如果这是摩西他的一个祷告
So this is the prayer of Moses
他讲的 也是一个人在地上生存，好像是一个蛮真实的事情。
And this is a very factual portrait of our lives on earth.
那我们在这样的劳苦愁烦中，怎么样能够有喜乐呢？
So in all the trouble and sorrow, how can we have joy?
一切好像转眼成空，如飞而去。
Everything will pass away and will fly away.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们没有看见那永远的
，And if we don't see things that are of eternity，
我们跟世人是一样的
，We're just like the worldly people。
当摩西他讲到世人的光景
，And Moses described the condition of worldly people here。
是的，好像在整个劳苦愁烦当中
，Lives are full of trouble and sorrow。
但是摩西他看见那不能看见的主。
But Moses was able to see the things that cannot be seen with eyes.
里面有一个荣耀在吸引他。
And there is a glory deep within that attracted him.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们说是的，人在地上，我们神的儿女和世界上的人，好像我们都会遭遇到许多的患难。
Outwardly, the children of God and world people seem to have the same experiences. We all have troubles.
我们也不能避免这个劳苦愁烦。
And we cannot avoid.From having troubles or sorrows.
反而有很多时候，很多神的儿女为主的缘故，他们受了好多的苦难。
On the contrary, many brothers and sisters suffer even more for the sake of the Lord.
哈巴谷书第三章十七节。
In the book Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17.
他说：“虽然无花果树不发旺。”
Though the fig tree does not bud.
葡萄树不结果。
And no grapes on the vines.
橄榄树也不效力。
And though the olive crop fails.
田地不出粮食。
And the fields produce no food.
圈中也绝了羊。
And there are no sheep in the pen.
棚中没有牛。
No cattle in the field.
但他下面讲得非常的奇妙。
Yet, what's said after that was very amazing.
那真实他生命的活出来跟外面的环境好像完全没有办法摆在一起的。
It's like the expression from his inner life is so different from the outward experience.
外面这么的困难。
It was so difficult outwardly.
但他下面讲说，然而我要因耶和华欢心。
But the prophet says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神而喜乐。
And I'll be joyful in God, my Savior.
弟兄姐妹，这个喜乐不是我们天然人的喜乐。
Therefore, we know this joy is not coming out of a natural life.
他因救他的神而喜乐。
He rejoiced because God, his Savior.
今天救我们的主，他就住在我们的里面。
Now our Savior lives inside of us.
他是我们的喜乐。
He is our joy.
今天常常喜乐。
So rejoice always.
这是神的美意。
And that is God's purpose for us.
不是靠着我们自己，我们能够喜乐起来。
We cannot rejoice just on our own strength.
的确，你看见外面的环境。
Look at things outwardly.
你看见我们的一生。
Look at things in our lives.
的确是劳苦愁烦。
Indeed, there are a lot of troubles and sorrows.
的确是转眼成空。
Indeed, they pass quickly.
摩西讲的一点没有错，很快都要如飞而去。
Moses said it correctly. We will fly away.
好，但是我们有一个喜乐是不能被夺去的。
Yet we all have this joy that cannot be taken away.
主是我们的喜乐。
Because the Lord is our joy.
超过所有外面的环境。
And that surpasses all circumstances.
他讲到说要不住祷告。
Also, Paul says pray continually.
祷告是我们的生命。
Pray is our life.
不是好像我们做一件事情说我现在来祷告。
Pray is not to act or to do something. Now I decide to pray.
有时候我们想说怎么可能不住的祷告呢？
And you wonder how can I pray unceasingly?
啊，我们祷告几分钟好像不知道还有什么要祷告的。
And we pray for a few minutes then we're pretty much done.
有些人他可以祷告的长一点。
Some may pray for a longer period of time.
但是好像也不可能不住的祷告。
But it seems to be impossible to pray unceasingly.
但是我们要知道祷告是我们的生命。
But we need to realize one thing.That praying is our life.
是我们在灵里与主的那个交通。
It's a fellowship with the Lord in our spirit.
今天并不是我有什么事情我才来祷告。
I don't pray just because I have a need.
乃是我们今天能够活在主的面前。
But I live in the presence of my Lord.
在他座前小逗留。
And spend just a little time in the presence of his throne.
喜乐已难言。
And the joy is already uncontrolled.
这边有一个神的美意。
And God's goodwill is like this.
不住的祷告。
He asks us to pray continually.
今天我们的主他就住在我们的里面。
Because our Lord lives inside of us.
他跟我们那么的亲近。
He is so close.
他从来不离开我们。
He never leaves us.
他吸引我们来到他的面前。
He draws us to himself.
哦，一直来到他流血的身边。
He draws us to his bleeding side.
他渴望我们来与他相亲，与他相会。
He longs so much that we will draw ourselves close to him, to meet with him.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等的劝勉
！Oh, brothers and sisters, what a wonderful advice this is!
叫我们不住的祷告。
That asks us to pray unceasingly.
我们每一个人生活可能各有各的忙碌。
Yes, we are busy with different things every day.
但是不是说你在忙碌中你就远离了神
？But we don't have to be distant from God just because.We are busy.
我们不是在晨更的时候说我现在来亲近主。
And we don't just draw ourselves close to him during morning devotion.
那晨更完了我就要做我自己的事情。
And it's like, I need to do my own things now, Lord, at the end of devotion.
啊，也许到晚上睡觉之前我再来读点圣经，我再来亲近主祷告一下。
And maybe I won't have time until when I go to bed, I have some time, then I will draw myself close to him by praying or reading his words.
弟兄姐妹这边讲说不住的祷告。
Instead of here, God says,Unceasingly.
就在我们的生活中
And that's our daily living.
在你在走路的时候
You may be walking on the street.
在你开车的时候
You may be driving.
在你工作的时候
You may be working.
我们宝贵主的同在
We cherish his presence.
我们在灵里与主是不间断的可以有交通的
We can continually fellowship with the Lord without interruption in the spirit.
这是不住的祷告
And that's what it means by pray continually here.
这实在是神向着我们一个何等美好的旨意。
What a beautiful will that is from God.
他第三个讲到凡事谢恩。
And 30 says, give thanks in all circumstances.
所以保罗呢，他也告诉我们应当一无挂虑。
That's why Paul encouraged by saying, be anxious about nothing.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
But in everything through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
在以弗所书第五章，他讲到说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything.
很多时候我们觉得一件事情，你觉得主帮助了你，你说好。感谢主。
A lot of times we feel that, yes, I can give thanks to God when He helps me.
是的，我们觉得说这件事情原本我做不到的，现在主帮助我做到了，我很感谢主。
Oh, I'm so thankful because, you know, this thing I couldn't have done without God's help. Now He helped me to do it. Thank you, Lord.
是的，的确我们有许多这样子感恩的见证。
Yes, we have many thanksgiving testimony like that.
那这个是很宝贵的。
Which...It's very precious.
主实在是那一位在我们患难中随时的帮助。
Because he is our help in time of trouble, indeed.
他实在是那位天天背负我们重担的主。
He really is the Lord who carries our burden every day.
但是讲到凡事谢恩。
But here says, give thanks in every circumstances.
对我们来讲，好多时候是不容易的。
And that seems to be quite difficult to us.
你还在疾病中，神还没有医治你。
You're still sick and God hasn't healed you yet.
你怎么样谢恩呢？
How can you give thanks?
也许你正在找工作，你还没找到。
And you're looking for a job and you haven't been hired yet.
你说主啊，你帮助我，我找到了，我好好感谢你。
And so Lord, please help me to get a job and I will give you thanks.
但是就在你失业的这一段时间。
But right at the time when you have lost your job.
能不能够凡事谢恩呢？
Are we able to give thanks for that?
有一位很有名的圣经做注释的叫做亨利马太
And there was this very famous Bible commenter His name is Henry Matthews
那有一个人呢他后来别人在他的日记里面看见一件事情
And somebody later on found out a record in his diary
那那天的日记写到他的荷包被抢但他下面加一句感谢神
And they read his diary and noticed one day he was robbed But he said thank God
他第一个呢，他说荷包被抢不是常有，只此一次，感谢神。
And he had a few points of thanksgiving. He said, first, I thank you, Lord, because I'm not robbed often, just once.
第二个，他讲到说荷包被抢，人没有受伤，感谢神。
Secondly, God, I thank you because I was robbed, but I'm not injured.
他第三个说荷包被抢，但里面钱不多，感谢神。
And thirdly, he said, yes, I thank you, even though my wallet was robbed, but I don't have much money in there.
他第四个就讲到说荷包被抢，但是是我被抢，不是别人被抢。感谢神。
And fourthly, thank you, God. It was I was robbed, not anyone else.
那第五个，他写到说，圣经告诉他，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And the fifth one, he said, I thank you because all things work for the good for those who love him.
他加一句，感谢神。
He said, I thank you, God.
弟兄姐妹，在凡事上能够把感谢献给神。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, give thanks in every circumstances.
那这实在是神的美意。
And because this is God's good will for us.
我们真知道我们的主他负我们完全的责任。
Because we know our God takes full responsibility for us.
无论是顺境，无论是逆境。
So whether things going for our way or against our way.
无论我们在高山或在低谷。
Whether we are at the top of the mountain or deep in the valley.
主都与我们同在。
Our Lord is with us.
他没有一个意念叫我们白白的受苦。
He never had the thought to cause us suffer pain in vain.
他为我们所预备的是超过我们所求所想的。
And what he has prepared for us is beyond what we have requested or even imagined.
叫我们能够凡事谢恩。
Therefore, we can give thanks in all circumstances.
所以在这一段我们分享到常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Therefore, there are three good wills. Be joyful always.Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances.
这是神在耶稣基督里向着我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will in Christ Jesus for us.
那第三个段落呢，我们要讲到凡事查验。
And the third part of this chapter, we want to talk about test everything.
有不要，有境界。
And there are things God wants us not to do.
我们一起来读第五章十九节到第二十二节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 19 to 22.
不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样恶事要禁戒不做。
Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
这个 fire, 这个圣灵的火在我们的里面。
And the fire of the Spirit burns within us.
我们里面要非常的留意。
And we need to be cautious about that.
我们的主他是在我们里面说话的主。
Our Lord is the Lord that speaks in us.
他是在我们里面引导我们的主。
And he's the Lord who guides and leads in us.
今天圣灵来要成全神的心意。
The Holy Spirit come to fulfill God's purpose in our lives.
不要消灭圣灵的感
动。So do not put out that fire.
上次我们和弟兄姐妹一起分享到听主的声音。
And a few weeks ago, we shared with you listening to the voice of the Lord.
很多时候好像那个微小的声音。
A lot of times the Lord's voice is very gentle.
那是这个声音却带着一个非常大的能力。
Yeah, it's a voice with great power.
需要我们来认识。
And we need to recognize that.
主的羊认得主的声音。
The Lord says, my sheep hears my voice.
但是需要我们有一个柔软的灵。
Yet we need to have a humble spirit.
有一个愿意顺服的心。
A willing to submit heart.
我们来亲近主。
And so that we are willing to draw ourselves close to God.
像前面讲的，我们不住的祷告。
Like what we just said, pray continually.
那这个成为我们与主同在、与主交通，是我们一个正常的生活。
And that becomes the manner of living on a daily basis.
当圣灵在我们里面有什么样的催促
？So whenever Holy Spirit has a prompting,
有什么样的感动
？Or an some kind of urge,
当主向我们说话
，Or when He speaks,
弟兄姐妹，我们就不会轻看他。
Then we will not.Skip it or despise it.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So do not put out the fire of the Spirit.
不要 藐视先知的讲论。
Do not treat prophecies with contempt.
所以一面呢，我们知道圣灵在我们里面感动，在我们里面会提醒，会禁止。
On one hand, we know the indwelling spirit will prompt him within us, prohibit within us, or urge within us.
主在我们里面说话。
The Lord inside of us speaks.
那另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
知道圣经是神的话。
We also know Bible is the word of God.
当我们要查验这是不是从神来的。
So when we try to discern whether a certain thing is from God or not.
今天有很多人他们羡慕讲到地上他说他是先知。
Sometimes, you know, there are many people envy people that have the gift of prophecy.
但是如果他们所讲的和圣经是违背的。
And yet, if what the prophet says about prophecies is against the words in the Bible,
那是假先知。
And that's a false prophet.
在主来之前，有许多冒主的名在那里说话。
And Bible already said that before the coming of the Lord, many false prophets may be speaking in the name of the Lord.
我们需要查验。
So we need to be able to test.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
We do not treat prophecies with contempt.
有这么多先知被兴起来。
And many prophets have been raised up by the Lord.
他们传讲神的话。
They share the word of God.
今天我们有一本宝贵的圣经。
Also, we have this precious Bible with us.
圣经是神所默示的。
Which is inspired by God.
是神的呼吸。
It's the breath of God.
今天神在我们的里面，他说话。
And God who dwells inside of us speaks.
他启示他的自己。
He will reveal himself to us.
所以我们要宝贵神的话。
Therefore, we need to cherish the word of God.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
And do not despise his prophecy.
他讲到说凡事查验。
Says test everything.
善美的要持守。
Hold on to the good.
凡事恶事要禁戒不做。
But avoid every kind of evil.
圣经告诉我们的我们知道那是善美的。
And Bible has taught us or shown us what is good.
无论做什么要为荣耀神而行。
He advises us to do everything for the glory of God.
那这是善美的。
And that is good.
不能叫神得着荣耀。
And if things that cannot glorify God.
这是作恶的。
And that's evil.
是我们要禁戒不做的。
And we will try to avoid that.
今天能够合乎神的心意。
And whatever is according to God's heart.
什么是神所看是善美的。
And whatever God considers good.
合乎他生命，合乎他性情的。
Things that's according to God and as consistent with his nature.
弟兄姐妹，我们要持守。
Those are the things we need to hold on to.
但是如果是禁戒的恶事呢，我们要禁戒不做。
Yet for evil, we need to avoid every kind of evil.
所以在末后世代，很多的时候，好像人云亦云。
And these days, people have all kinds of sayings.
有的时候变成一个风潮。
And once the saying started, a lot of followers were pursued.
人讲说什么叫做政治正确。
And just like a term, politically correct.
你不照着这样子被别人攻击。
Which means you better follow the saying, otherwise you'll be under attack.
但是不是人这样做，我们就跟着去做。
Yeah, for us, we don't just follow because they're saying that.
善美的要持守。
The Lord says, hold on to what's good.
恶事要禁戒不做。
But avoid every kind of evil.
那我们在这里看见这几样都是神要我们非常谨慎来查验的。
And these are the things God wants us to test carefully.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
First, don't put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
Don't disguise prophecies.
那各样恶事要禁戒不做。
And avoid every kind of evil.
我们下面一起看第四个大段，讲到全然成圣。
And the fourth part is to be wholly blameless.
那这边有三个保守。
And there are three types of keeping here.
请我们一起来读帖前第五章二十三节和二十四节。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 23 and 24.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
他这边特别让我们看见，愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
He says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless.
所以我们要认识灵，还有魂，还有身子。
Therefore, we know we are three parts, the spirit, soul, and body.
很多时候我们都知道，当一个人得救，
And when a person is saved,
就在那一刹那，他相信接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
At the moment when he believes in the Lord and accepts him as his Lord, he becomes saved.
我们的灵活过来。
And his spirit was quickened.
我们相信接受耶稣基督的生命，他就进到我们的里面。
And when we believe and accept Jesus Christ, then he enters into our spirit.
那是永远的生命。
And that is an everlasting life.
我们说灵得救了
So our spirit was saved that way
那这一个得救好像就在那一个刹那之间
And that saving grace occurs just at that moment
心里相信口里承认
Just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth
就必得救
You will be saved
那我们在上个礼拜呢和弟兄姐妹一起分享到当主再来的时候
And last week we shared with you at the coming of the Lord
是我们要改变
We will be transfigured
那些已死的要复活
And those who are dead will rise up
还活着在地上存留的他们要变化
And those who are still living will be changed
然后被提
Will be taken up to meet with the Lord.
那那边都是讲到我们要穿上一个荣耀的身体。
So those scriptures tells us that we will be wearing a glorious body.
叫做我们身体的得赎。
And that's the redemption of our body.
好，那这两个我们知道，一个是从得救一开始的时候。
So we're very clear about it. Our spirit happened.At the beginning, when we were saved.
那另外一个身体的得赎是到主再来的时候。
And the saving of body it happens when the Lord comes.
但是中间呢
？How about the time in between?
他特别让我们看见我们的魂是何等的重要。
Here, Paul makes us know that it's so important for our soul to be saved.
灵是人与神中间能够沟通的一个机关。
And spirit is a mechanism with which we can communicate with God.
是神创造人的时候。
And when God created man,
是在人的里面有一个灵。
He placed spirit inside of us.
人能够跟神有交通。
Through which we can have fellowship.
但是当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候。
But after Adam and Eve sinned,
神告诉他们说，你们吃的日子必定死。
God said, the day you eat that fruit, you will surely die.
那天他们受了引诱，他们吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And unfortunately, they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they against God's law.
我们看见亚当夏娃他们还活了好长一段年日。
And they lived on, even after that, for quite a period of time.
就肉身来讲，他们没有马上就死了。
So naturally or fleshly speaking, they didn't die right away.
但是有一件事。他们的灵死了。
Yet their spirit died.
他们灵失去了那个功能。
Their spirit lost its function.
他们不能再像以前那样子和神中间有没有间隔的交通。
They can no longer have fellowship with God.
直到我们的主他来了。
Until Jesus came.
他完成所有救赎的工作。
And he completed the work of salvation.
把人与神中间所有的间隔除去了。
And he took away all the obstacles between God and man.
哦，当人相信的时候，我们的灵能够复苏过来。
Therefore, once we believe in God, accept him, our spirit can be quickened.
一下恢复了那个功能。
And it restored that function.
我们能够知道主耶稣他已经复活了
And so we know our Lord is risen
因为他与我们交谈与我们同行
Because he talks with us, he walks with us
生命窄路与我们同过
On this life's narrow way
许多许多的见证
And many people bear the same witnesses
许多的经历
Many experiences prove that
因为我们的灵已经活过来
It's all because our spirit was quickened
我们能够与神有那样美好的交通
We can once again have fellowship with God
那我们知道说 神他原来的心意
And in God's initial purpose for us
是要从我们的灵然后呢经过我们的魂然后叫我们的身体能够来执行
And he wants to live in an order from the spirit, soul, and body
但是当人犯罪堕落了以后
But after man has fallen
人跟着肉体的那个反应来做很多的决定
A lot of times we make decisions in according to what my body feels
所以我们看见世人犯了罪
And therefore you see the whole world has sinned
远离了神
Apart from God
所有从肉体发出来的
And things that are coming out of my flesh
然后人在他自己的魂里面所发展的
become prevailing and also the things in my mind, my soul
常常那个结果就是自高自大
and the end result is I'm a, become a prideful person an arrogant person
远离了神的心意
so far away from God's initial design
弟兄姐妹今天神拯救了我们
dear brothers and sisters God has saved us now
这边讲到叫我们的灵与魂与身体都得蒙保守
Therefore, here says to keep our whole spirit, soul, and body to be kept blameless.
他要吸引我们
He wants to bring us closer.
弟兄姐妹，叫我们与他更亲，与他更近
So that we can become near to him and dear to him.
哦，叫我们的灵得着保守
So our spirit is kept safe.
让他的灵常常在我们的里面运行
So that his spirit can move within us.
圣灵在我们里面做人手所不能做的工作
And the Holy Spirit of God can do things that man's hand cannot do.
然后我们愿意用我们的意志来拣选主
Whenever we choose him with our willpower.
魂真的就讲到我们这个人，我们的这个人格
And soul really just speaks of our character, who we are.
我们的心思，我们的意志，我们的情感。
Our mind, our willpower, and our emotion.
这是我们的魂。
And that's the three parts of our soul life.
但是今天，借着十架，借着圣灵的工作。
Through the cross and the Holy Spirit's work.
那今天主正在改变我们这个生命。
The Lord is changing our life gradually.
改变我们的魂生命。
He's changing our soul life now.
那圣经里面让我们看见说，有一些叫做属血气的。
And Bible tells us there are people of flesh.
那 flesh 属血气的，它另外一个意思就是属魂的。
Or people of soul.
今天属魂的人，他没有办法认识神的事情。
So people of flesh cannot understand things of God.
神的心意也没有办法在我们的身上能够通行。
And neither can God's will be executed through our lives.
我们怎么样变成是属灵的人呢？
And how can we become a spiritual person?
今天神正在改变我们。
And God is doing that right now.
他叫我们放下我们天然的自己。
He's helping us to let go of our natural life.
叫我们心思以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
He's changing our mind so that our mind will be like of Jesus Christ.
主不照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
So that we say, Lord, not according to my will, but yours.
这是主正在我们里面做一个更新变化的工作。
And that is the renewing and changing work God is doing in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们求主真的是让我们的魂能够得蒙保守。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we just pray that he will keep our soul.
什么时候今天我们能够做这样的决定？
Whenever we are able to choose like that.
我愿意放下自己。
By saying, I'm willing to let go of myself.
我愿意舍掉我的魂生命。
I'm willing to lay down my life.
我们今天就得更丰盛的生命。
That is the time we gain abundant life.
弟兄姐妹，我们得着主的生命。
And Lord, brother and sister, Lord wants us to have his life.
但是今天主并不勉强我们。
But he does not force us.
我们要跟从主。
If we want to follow the Lord,
他说我们就要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
He said, whoever wants to follow me, you have to let go yourself and carry your cross, follow me.
那背起自己的十字架。
To carry our own cross.
它的关键不在于说你会遭遇很多不好的环境。
The key point is that it's not that we will encounter adverse conditions.
最重要是在愿意舍掉自己。
The point is that we are willing to let go of ourselves.
因为神把一个拣选，把一个自由意识赐给人。
Because God has given us a free will.
这是我们的魂里面所有的。
And will is a part of our soul life.
我们有意志，我们能够来做拣选。
We have the willpower. We can make decisions.
主保守我们。
Oh Lord, keep us when we do that.
叫我们凡事上来拣选主。
So that we will choose you in everything.
让主来居首位。
Let you be in the top priority.
哦，今天我们知道整个圣灵在我里面感动。
And a lot of times we know the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
要让神的旨意能够通行。
So that God's will can be done in our lives.
需要我们的魂愿意降服。
It takes our soul life to submit.
让我们每一个决定。
So that we're willing to let every decision be made.
让他的旨意能够通行。
According to God's will.
无论是很大的事或者是很小的事情。
It may be big things or maybe small things.
然后我们看见我们的身体能够来follow, 能够来跟随。
And that our body will follow our soul's direction.
这是今天我们讲到魂的得救。
And this is our soul lives, how our soul lives saved.
主正在这里改变我们，制作我们。
And the Lord is working on us right now like that.
叫我们能够全然成圣。
So that we can become blameless.
在他来的时候，我们能够站立在他的面前。
And at his coming, we can stand fast.
哦，主何等的爱我们。
And how much he loves us.
他爱我们，他为我们舍命。
He loves us. He gave his life for us.
他不但为我们完成所有救赎的工作。
Not only he has completed all the redemption work.
他要回来。
He's coming back again.
他是要接我们进入荣耀。
Hey, he comes back to take us into his glory.
弟兄姐妹，主来的日子近了。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, the day of his coming is near.
哦，我们需要彼此来劝勉。
We need to urge one another.
我们需要彼此建造。
And we need to build up each other.
今天教会要预备好等候主的再来。
And the church has to be ready for his coming.
今天在这里借着这一章，愿主向我们说话。
Oh, may the Lord speak to us through this chapter.
叫我们追求良善。
So that we will pursue what is good.
要警戒那些不守规矩的。
And warn those who are unruly.
要勉励那些灰心的。
And encourage the timid.
要扶助那个软弱的。
And support the weak.
主要我们行神的旨意。
So that we can carry out God's will.
常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Be joyful always, and pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
他叫我们凡事查验。
And also, God wants to test all things.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't put out the moving of the Holy Spirit.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
And do not treat prophecies with contempt.
叫我们知道所有的恶事要禁戒不做。
And avoid every kind of evil.
他讲到要全然的成圣。
To become completely holy.
叫我们身体灵魂都蒙保守。
So our spirit, soul, and body are kept blameless.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
弟兄姐妹，愿在这些日子是预备主来的日子。
These are the days we're preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord.
主叫我们警醒。
So the Lord wants us to be alert.
叫我们预备好。
To be ready.
哦，叫我们彼此劝勉。
And want us to encourage one another.
叫我们彼此来建造。
And build up each other.
我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告。
Let us pray together before the Lord.
哦，主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we are so thankful.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
For you have loved us all the way to the end.
你叫我们知道你不但救赎了我们。
You not only has redeemed us.
你在今天仍然拯救我们。
And you're still saving us today.
你要救我们一直进入你的荣耀。
And you will save us all the way into your glorious.
哦，在预备的日子，叫我们警醒等候。
And in the days of preparation, Lord, help us to be alert.
我们是一同走天路的同伴。
And we are companions on this way home.
召我们能够彼此劝勉。
Oh Lord, call us so that we can encourage one another.
让我们能够彼此来建造。
And we can build up each other.
叫你的心能够得着满足。
So your heart can be satisfied.
我们把我们自己交托在你的手里。
And we just trust ourselves in your hand.
保守你的家，保守你的教会。
Keep your house, keep your church.
叫我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体都蒙你的保守。
So that our spirit, soul, and body can be kept.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们一起唱 诗歌圣徒诗歌第七首伟大的神。
Let us sing a hymn together. Number 7, How Great Thou Art.
他第一节讲到要颂赞神创造的伟大。
First verse talk about praising God for His creation.
我们看见第三节讲到颂赞他救赎的伟大。
And third verse talk about praising the greatness of His salvation.
第四节他这边讲到说基督再临欢呼喝彩迎天空。
And fourth verse says, when Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation.
预提我去我心欢然欢跳。
And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart.
那时我必谦卑俯伏敬拜他。
And then shall I bow in humble adoration.
并要宣扬我主我神奇妙。
And there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
在副歌他在这里说我魂歌颂。
And the chorus is saying, oh, sing thou my soul.
赞扬我主我神。
My Savior, my God to thee.
何等伟大何等伟大。
How great thou art, how great thou art.
我们知道我们的灵借着我们的魂来发出这样的一个颂赞。
And our spirit, through the help of our soul, we can sing praises to Him.
我们一起来唱这样的诗歌。
And let's sing this hymn together.
把颂赞荣耀归给主。
And give our Lord His praises and glory.